This date in Broncos history, December 8th, 2013, the Broncos hosting the Tennessee Titans on a frigid 18-degree day in Denver. Trailing 7-0 in the first quarter, Peyton Manning rolls right and finds Wes Welker for this one-yard touchdown to tie the score at 7. Now in the second quarter and trailing 21-10, Manning leads the Broncos on a 10-play, 81-yard drive, culminating by this toss to Julius Thomas, who just stays in bounds for an 8-yard touchdown as the cleat marks clearly showed. Broncos pulled within 4 points of Tennessee, and then just before time expired in the first half, history was made as Matt Prater nails an NFL record 64-yard field goal.
This would be an NFL record. This would be a 64-yard field goal from Matt Prater. Does it have enough? It goes over and it is good!
But on this cold day, the Broncos were just getting warmed up as they would explode for 31 second half points. On the first drive of the third quarter, Peyton Manning connects with a streaking Demaryius Thomas in the back of the end zone. Then on the next Tennessee possession, Von Miller's pressure causes Ryan Fitzpatrick's pass to land right in the arms of 330-pound-plus Terrence Knighton, Potro's second career INT. On the next drive, Knowshon Moreno plunges in from the 1-yard line, but the Broncos weren't finished yet. In the fourth, Manning teams up with Eric Decker for a 20-yard scoring strike and a 44-28 lead. Finally, one more. Monte Ball finished off the scoring with this 5-yard run up the middle with a nice second effort as the Broncos pummel the Titans 51-28.